The Fickle Egg. This is thought for today. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Fickle Egg. Oh, yes. We have fickle eggs that are the predecessor of all human beings. Though 20 million sperm per milliliter are into the cavity at the time that the egg is ready to receive, the egg will only allow one to penetrate itself. Kind of interesting, isn't it? 20 eggs and only one is ready to receive. Now, you say, so what? Okay. So what? Our mind is a fickle thing, just like the egg is a fickle thing. The egg is waiting for that sperm that somehow is harmonious with the casing that it has about itself. It's a very tough casing. And this casing makes it difficult for the egg to be fertilized. And the tough coating is there to protect the egg and to keep it from having anything enter it which is not absolutely harmonious with what the egg chooses to be harmonious. Now, how does the egg choose to have things harmonious with it? Well, we would say we don't really have much choice over that. Whatever is comes, comes, and whatever doesn't come, doesn't come. When a person is interested in having a child, if they can take the time to tell themselves that they're divine and that they will have a divine child, or they do have a divine child, and this child is already pre-designed and predetermined, and so the right sperm that will bring to that egg the necessary ingredients to make that egg into the type of child that this person, the mother and father, want the child to be, is there floating around. Now you say, well, with men of high quality and high character and a lot of good DNA and all that sort of stuff, it's present in all their eggs. And this is not true. And women who have eggs, the eggs of themselves always are perfect, always are absolute magnificent DNA, absolute magnificent programming within them, and this is not perfect. We wonder how then perfect children can be born to imperfect conditions. Well, they cannot. It's amazing that people think as positively as they do about children. Children are highly respected and highly loved by every culture, by every nation. And people, individuals, men and women, think very highly of what they're going to do. All men know that when they're having sexual intercourse, it could lead to a child. And women know that when they're having sexual intercourse, it could lead to a child. And just that little glimpse of could know, could lead to a child, just that little glimpse in their consciousness is all that it takes to say to the egg, choose only the finest sperm available. And to the sperm itself, you're the forerunner, son. You're the one who's going to get out there and do the work and bring forth this perfect, ideal child. And so this sperm has within it a consciousness, has within it an awareness, has within it a purpose, has within it everything that we could ever want. Now, we can speak our word, and we can say to this sperm, go forth and do your wonderful work. And it goes forth. And it is only one of millions of them, millions upon millions of sperm, that is going to be selected. Which one out of that large group is going to be selected to go on and do the work that is to be done? Which one is going to win the prize? Good question, isn't it? Which one's going to win the prize? Now, we wonder how that could be selected. How could that be known ahead of time? How could that be determined? Well, nothing happens by chance in our bodies, in our lives, in our affairs, although we think it does. The perfect sperm enters the perfect egg, and the perfect child results. Now, sometimes the sperm itself is not given all the blessings that it could be given at the time that it's sent forth, and in that way, in that purpose, a negative reaction could take place, and has. And the same with a woman with her egg. She could have a negative reaction about the egg, about herself, about her fear, about anything that she might have, and then it happens. But basically, there's a certain goodness within every man and every woman, and in such a relationship, the goodness that comes through is shown forth in the magnificence of the child. You look at the children on Earth, look at the 6 billion population of our Earth, and however many of them are children, quite a few. You look at the, let's say 4 billion or more, 4 billion or more children on Earth who are children. Now, these 4 billion are ideal, beautiful, perfect children. Everyone loves a baby puppy, a baby kitten, a baby child, because the children are so pure and so perfect. They are absolutely in their original purity and integrity. Well, you see, some of them are born with diseases and problems. That's true. But it's an infinitesimal, a very small group that are born that way. And that's not good. I don't mean to in any way indicate that I approve of that. But that is the way it happens. Only a small, small, small number. Now, it wouldn't have to be that small number, or any number at all, if we would change our attitude about birth by everybody. Children are born in homes, in parks, in cars, in many strange places, and amazingly enough, they come through like tigers. Some children are born with difficulties already, and when the parents show them infinite love and infinite belief in them, they come through. And when the parents worry about them, then they have problems. Both the child and the parent has problems when they worry about how the child's going to do. When they speak their word and say, "I surround my child with my pure white light of love, and all is in divine order," first they surround themselves with their pure white light of love, and all is in divine order. They surround their mate with their pure white light of love, and all is in divine order, and they take charge. No, you see, but it doesn't work that way. Gibble, 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 gibble. It doesn't work. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. There are many people who have been told that they have incurable diseases, and someone gets a hold of them and helps them to believe in themselves and love themselves and have a desire for living, have a desire for life, have a desire for being on Earth, and have a desire for sharing, have a desire to live and experience certain things. And lo and behold, these people make almost a fantastic turnaround and experience the wholeness and the goodness of life. Because that's the way it works. It's the wholeness and goodness of life, and it's wonderful. Now, how are you going to handle the wholeness and goodness of life? How are you going to handle that sort of thing? The egg has that crusty cover over it to keep out everything that might hurt it. Inside that egg is that pure, original purity and integrity essence. And when the sperm breaks through, as it does by a given choice and a given attraction and a given possibility, out of millions of them, one gets through. That one must be something very special. Now, let us proclaim that it is something very special and proclaim that it is very good. Oh, yes, there are the negative aspects of birth where children are born with problems. But We are talking about the majority. We can also talk about the minority. We can talk about those few who have problems. And were we as a nation, as a world, were we as human beings to put a new cause in motion that every child is born absolutely perfect, that every sperm is the ideal sperm for whatever egg it is going to fertilize, and to bring forth the ideal child, the ideal human being, the ideal little person that is going to live a fabulous, glorious life. With millions and millions and millions of sperm seeking to do one job, we think, gee, that's not unusual. No, that's because the way we're designed. We look at the fish eggs and we see the millions of fish eggs on the water from the salmon, and we think to ourselves, what a waste. No, not really. We do the same thing. One day, the program might be changed, and there might be a more intimate, close reality of what we actually are going to do. And should that day ever come, it would be an exciting day indeed. But for the moment, abundance is our nature. The abundance of the sand on the seashore, or the abundance of the clouds in the sky, and all the galaxy that's passing by. It's utterly fantastic the way nature allows itself to be so abundantly expressed. And you and I, the ideas we have in our head, the imagination we have in our mind, the brilliance we live by, is so fantastic. Now, if one sperm is destined to do its job with one egg, how much could we, with one thought, be destined to do a job of bringing forth peace, harmony, love, right action, truth, abundance in all of our life? With the same dedication of that one sperm, our thought can be so directed to find the proper way in which to bring forth the peace on earth, the love, the harmony, the goodness. It's a wonderful program. It's a wonderful show. It's a wonderful way that we can all go and live in that magnificent life. But that fickle egg, only willing to take one sperm out of the millions of them that crusade to find it and say, this is for me. Do we have one thought in our life that's noble, able, capable of bringing forth the magnificence that one sperm can bring forth with one egg? And I say, yes, indeed. And let's go for it and utilize it and enjoy it and know it and find out just how exciting it can be. Yes, we have within us that magnificence. And now, let's let it out. And let's be that fantastic egg and that fantastic sperm that get together and help to populate the earth one by one. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.